Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Tremaine. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Feel the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is here in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start off with a prayer. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everyone joining. I ask in Jesus' name that you touch their lives, Lord, the ways that they're needing it, Jesus, whether it's encouragement or healing, whatever they may need, in Jesus' name, I ask and you move in your name, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, we've been on. Pearly Gates Ministries has been on Blog Talk Radio on the air live now for a year. This is our year anniversary, and excited about it. We never imagined that it would stretch out across the world like it has, and it's because of Jesus, not because of me in any means, and all credits to Him. Everything that we say on here is directly from the King James Bible, and everything can be backed up from that. It's not I'm's opinion. But it's straight from the Word of God and delivered from the Holy Spirit that leads me to each program that we do each week. And what a wonderful thing to do. Anytime you do something for Jesus, let me tell you, it's wonderful. It's so rewarding in so many ways. You know, you can do your favorite thing, whatever it may be, if it's to have the most juiciest steak or ride rides at the amusement park or recreational drugs or alcohol or anything like that, and it takes care of one thing, one part of you, and that one part feels good, but we know that's fleeting, and when it's over, that's over. But Jesus, hallelujah, when you're doing His work and He's in you, that's everywhere. Praise the Lord. That's, you just feel all over your body, and you're just in so many ways in all your senses. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's talk about Paul Butler. He's a friend of mine and has been since I've been, I think, 12 years old, and he's just a really good person, and he's been very successful in the world of entertainment. He's always told people when he was a kid, he's going to be Elvis Presley when he grows up, and those that laughed as kids and now, are glad to see that he fulfilled his dreams. And Paul isn't, and we're not promoting the Elvis part, but Paul isn't, he's not your birthday party Elvis. You know, he is a corporate Elvis. He's not $500, he's usually $2,500. And the city of Memphis hires him, and that says a lot. Elvis's hometown hires him. So he's really accomplished a lot, and he gives the credit to the Lord, and that's what one of the things I love most about Paul is that he knows he's where the credit goes. But today we're going to hear the testimony of Paul Butler. He originally was diagnosed with terminal cancer. We listen to Paul and the exciting story, and as he followed the director's the doctor's orders and kept his faith in Jesus Christ. And Paul's been an entertainer for over 40 years, and in that time, he's witnessed both the good and bad sides of success, but nothing could prepare him for the news that he faced. But join us today and hear how Paul Butler stayed positive and never gave up hope as he continues to trust in the Lord while looking forward to tomorrow. Praise Jesus. Lord, the Lord has put on before I did this this program today of that his, because Paul has been healed. He's been healed through the works of the doctors and through Jesus and through God, and that's where Paul's faith is at. But the Lord put it on me before this program today that just to pray to anyone out there right now, if you're feeling anything, any ailment that's on you, something that you can't get past, maybe something that you've been diagnosed with, or just a pain or anything, and in Jesus' name with the Holy Spirit, just to put your hand wherever that's at right now and trust in Jesus, that it's not me that heals you, that I can't heal you, and nobody else on this earth can heal you. Only Jesus can. Put your hand wherever that is and trust in the Lord. Ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just move on this person, Lord. Trusting and believing in you, Lord, knowing that you're real, knowing that you're a healer. In Jesus' name, I just pray that your Holy Spirit, that your blood is flowing through him right now, healing him and making him well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Trust in him. Look in Psalms 107:19. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And it goes on to conclude, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. So when the Lord heals you, and you prayed for to be healed, and you knew he, and you know that he can't heal, Bible says declare it. Declare, I've been healed. Praise the Lord and rejoice and praise him. Exodus 23:25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And he says, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Praise Jesus. Serve him, read his word, meditate with him. And the Bible says, and I will take sickness away from thee. That's powerful, and it's real, and it's a prayer answering God. I've got Paul with us now. And Paul, you there?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's truly an honor to be here today and to speak with you all out there. And praise Jesus, man. He works miracles. All you got to do is believe. My whole nightmare started as a nightmare in 2011 when the doctors came to me and said, you got 3 to 6 months to live. We might be able to give you some medicine and give you some treatments that might prolong your life for a couple of years, but you have terminal cancer and there is no cure. And I refused to believe that. I asked the doctor, I said, has anybody ever been cured? And his opinion was that 1 out of every 3 might be able to live to be 5 years. Well, I'm proud to say that this is my 4th year and I've been cancer free. I took what he said as a grain of salt, and I put my faith in God, and God carried me through. It was a rough 2 years of chemotherapy and radiation and all the different things that they put me through, the medications that they had me on. It was really a hard thing to do, but I kept my faith and kept positive, and I believe that's was the success and the reason for my success is I believed in God, left it up to him, and I stayed positive and never thought for a second that I was going to pass away, that I believed every bit as much as I could to the bone that I was going to be saved, that my cancer was going to be put into remission and I was going to be cancer-free. Now, this was along with the doctors looking at me, shaking their head, saying, we wish that would happen, but we just got to be honest with you, we don't believe it's going to. And at that same time, I had a couple other friends who got the same cancer I had, and I'd known about them, and they had went and chose different patterns to take. One took chemo and no radiation. One took an operation and no chemo or radiation. Well, the first one passed away after 6 months, like the doctors told him. The second one lived about a year and a half, and then he passed away. So I really got to tell you that I believe it was positive thinking, and the Lord all the way leading me and guiding me through this sickness, and that is the reason I'm alive today, is because of positive attitude and believing in the Lord and believing in the power that the Lord gives us when he gives us a cure. To anybody out there that is sick, that has the awful C word, cancer, a word I really don't even like to think about, but anybody that would have that, I want you to know that the Lord's out there for you, and he is listening, and all you got to do is open your heart and your arms to him, and there's nothing more soothing and calming than the Lord's love when he takes you in his arms and wraps you in the cradle of his love. There's nothing more beautiful in this that I've ever felt, any feeling. And once I got that, that's what gave me the positive thinking mode that I believe helped cure me today and keep me here today. But I'm 4 years cancer-free, and here we are a year into this wonderful program of yours. I'm so glad that I'm blessed enough to be here and to be able to be on your program once again.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And it was through you, from some friends that you know, that Blog Talk Radio was even brought up, and that's how I found out about it and said there's no excuses now. I'd been looking for a church, a physical building, and the Lord had this in mind for me, and it's hard to fit this many people in one church that listen to this program, and what a blessing.
Praise the Lord. That is just great. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to listen every week, knowing that there is people out there that it is helping, and including myself. You know, I'm still healing, and every day, you know, and I'm still believing in that the Lord's going to keep me cancer free, but it's still a healing effect that you go through, and if I can help somebody by telling them my story and how it went, or you know, to give them some hope or some calm feeling, and just to let them know that all they got to do is believe, and it can happen to them as well as it did me.
Amen. Hey, one thing I wanted to talk about, because I know that we have listeners that struggle, that love the Lord, but they struggle with their earthly flesh, and that have terrible addictions. But one thing that, by everything that you went through and me witnessing, you had so a number. It was a freezer bag full of different pills that they had you on. The most powerful, the most sought after, the most desired of street people, and you had all this that the doctor had you on, but there came a point when he still wanted to have you on him, but you knew that you didn't need him anymore, and you were addicted to him. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, they had me on around 30 pills a day, and I was on everything from morphine to Percocets to Xanaxes, there's just, I mean, on and on and on, and basically I was taking four of them pills I just mentioned, a piece a day, just to survive, and I did that for a period of over 2 years, and after I'd had went cancer-free for 2 years, and after I'd came back to my senses from the treatments, the chemo and the radiation treatments, I took 55 radiation treatments, I'd like to let the people know, and 10 of them were to the brain, and so there was times when I didn't even know my name or know where I was at. It was a struggle, it was a fight, but I'm here today feeling wonderful, feeling clean, but the reason I'm here today feeling so wonderful is because I saw myself as a junkie after 2 years. I was hooked on these pills that they had put me on for my own health to keep me out of pain, which they did a good job of, but I knew that if I continued to be on these pills, that it can only, you know, be a downward spiral to the end of my life, because everybody I'd ever known and throughout life that, you know, and watched, and all the entertainers and everybody that had been on these awful, awful pills, they all ended in death, and so that became a fear to me. So after 2 years of being in treatment, I decided to just cut the pills out and go cold turkey and get off of them. Now, my doctors and them was very against this. They wanted me to ease myself, or, you know, just ease off of them at a small time. But I just quit them all cold turkey. Now, that was one of the hardest tasks I ever went through. And it took a good 10 months to 11 months to shake off all the bad side effects that going cold turkey off these pills did. But I'm a better man today for it. I'm living strong. I feel strong. I'm in better health than I've ever been probably in my entire life as far as feeling-wise. I'm 54 years old, but I still feel 34 now. So, and 5 years ago, I would have told you I felt like I was 80. So that's the difference that even 2 years ago when I was on the pills, that's the difference it makes you feel. And I was so blessed because the Lord, you know, he helped me and led me and guided me through all that. And without his help, I couldn't have made it. There's was no doubt in my mind that without the Lord that I wouldn't even be here today. But because of His love and His helping me through and carrying me through all this, I made it, and I'm proud to be here today. And I just want to praise God and give all the glory to Him.
Amen. You know, when it comes to timing, just before any of this happened, before you found out any of your first thing from the doctor, you were experiencing, I think, a heart attack or what seemed like one, and you called me, and you were feeling fear. You were really afraid, and I prayed for you, and I called prayer warriors of mine, had them praying, and then you felt the Holy Spirit, and that was just in time. If you look at just how the Lord works, before you were diagnosed and before you found out, you were able to be saved, because you always told me that when I'm ready to be saved, I'm going to be saved, but I'm ready when I do, it's I'm going to give it everything I have and not just be one of those people that do it then go back to their old ways. And you were ready when you had a mind made up, and you did, you made your mind up, and that was just before that you found out, and that's just the Lord's timing, that He knew that you was going to need Him to get through all that.
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but I'd had 100% blockage. It was probably about my 10th or 11th time of having blockages in my heart. I've got 17 stents in my heart. I've had like 20 heart operations, one of them being open heart surgery, and that was right before I had the open heart surgery, where I had three blockages that were 90% or more, and they went in and put more stents in, and then they had to open me up and actually do a vein transplant thing and the open heart surgery thing. So they did all that, and it was a time in my life where I thought, well, if I live through this, then I can live through anything. If I can live through this heart operation, then I know that I'm safe and God's with me, you know. And that was one of the things, you know, while I was laying in the hospital bed, and you, matter of fact, you were there a few days when I was there, I was thinking, you know, if I can just live through this, then I can live through anything. I can beat cancer if I can beat this heart operation. And to the glory of God, I was able to get up and get out of that hospital, but it's basically what made me go, that heart problem was what made me go to the doctor and get them looking for what was wrong with me, and that's how they found the cancer, and basically it led to me being saved. But the open heart surgery and the cardio version they had to do afterwards, where they stopped my heart and restarted it three times, that was one of the most spookiest and scariest times of my life. But the Lord told me, he said, we got things to do, and yeah, I'm not done yet. So just, you know, believe, and we're going to make it through this. And He led me and guided me through. I truly believe, like I say, I give all the glory to Him. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that.
Amen. On that note, lead me, guide me. I have a song that I want to play. Now, I play a lot of your songs. One thing about Blog Talk Radio is they don't allow you to use commercial music. And so I play that of my friends. And just what a wonderful album that you have. And by the way, the CD that Paul has, and he's had hundreds of them made, and I've never seen him take a single dollar for any of them. He gives them away like he's shaking hands. And just that easy, and he doesn't think twice about it. When he finds out he's got another box somewhere that he forgot about, it's not long before it's gone, and there's not a dollar to show for it. But this is Paul right here, and he's singing Lead Me, Guide Me. Wonderful song.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I'm tired, and I need thy strength and power to guide me over my dark hideous time. Lord, just open my eyes so I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me along. Lead me, oh. Maybe you take your hand from me. I'm blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
Start my day off a lot of times when I get to work and clock in, and I'll sing that. I'll sing the beginning of that. Lead me and guide me along the way. And amen, he does that.
Sure does. He sure does. And without him, I would definitely go astray. And since he's came into my life has been turned over sevenfold. I mean, everything that I've gotten now, is I look at everything as blessings. And I've been truly blessed. You know, the music was a gift to him. The album that I did was a gift to him for all the wonderful gifts that he had given to me. I got a wonderful family. I got 11 grandchildren. And 5 years ago, I could have been taken out of this world by the cancer and wouldn't have got to experience just the last 5 years of experiences of my grandchildren growing up, which is really priceless, you know, and a true gift from God to be able to enjoy and watch your youngins and your offsprings grow up and become little young men and young ladies. And so the last 4 years, I've truly lived every day as a blessing. And every morning when I get up, that's the song I sing is, lead me, guide me, Lord, and show me the way. For without you, I am nothing. And I can't make it through the day. And every day is a little bit easier as the days goes on. From the time that I started in this healing process, and like I said, I'm still healing today. I'm in a healing process, and hopefully it will go on and last forever with the Lord's help. But the Lord has a plan for you, and he's not going to let you down. And he's got dreams that he's dreamed for you, and there's nothing you can do that's going to stop them dreams from happening. If you believe, it's going to happen. And I believed. I knew I had more in me. I wanted to perform again in front of a live audience. Last year, I was able to perform for the first time in 4 years in front of live audiences. And although it did wear me out, I had a blast doing it, and all the shows were a great success. And I'm looking forward to this year's shows, and I'm thankful that God is going to allow me to be able to do these shows again for all my wonderful fans out there. So, I'm truly blessed, and without the Lord, I'd be nothing.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I know that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, just wanted to get out, and that's to, and those of you who are listening, if you're going through this and through cancer, you know someone that is, lead them to this program and to hear this, and they can find it on Facebook or on Vlog Talk Radio, and have them to listen, because it's inspiration. You know, one of the things that I get a joy out of things that you've told me, Paul, is your doctor, is that at first he was such a grim, he was the grim reaper. He gave no hope, and he discouraged any positive stuff you tried to say. And he says, you're not going to beat this. You're not going to be one of them. And what a terrible thing to say, but you fought. Now the same doctor that was that way, not a very good bedside manner, but now has your picture and shows people and says, this guy beat this. This guy is, you know, and shows that to encourage others. And isn't that something that a doctor and the way he delivers his news to people has changed because of you and because of the Lord and touching your life in this manner?
When I met this man, he never saw anybody that lived through this cancer. Every patient he'd had this diagnosis had passed away. He'd gained some of them a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years, but that was on the large end. On the, you know, most end, they'd only got maybe 6 months to a year, and they'd pass away from my cancer. So he was always one of the people that would look at me and just shake his head and say, I hope you're right, but I just don't see it happening. And after the third year, he took pictures of me, and he hung them up in his office. So when you go into his office now, I'm one of his first patients that he's ever, you know, been able to say I've prolonged his life longer than 3 years. So I'm definitely one of his first prodigies of over 3 years living through small cell cancer. But one thing I want to hit on again that we hit on a little bit earlier, if there's any people out there that's listening that's got anything, you know, any fears or any conditions like this of the cancer or something, is just put your faith in the Lord, and the Lord's going to guide you through it. Cancer can be beat with the right attitude. The person, you know, just keeping your spirits high and believing in the Lord, you can make it through that. But more importantly, for anybody out there that ever has went through that, they know what I'm talking about when I say you get put onto the pills. The pills is a second dagger that the devil tries to kill you with. The, you know, even if you get lucky from the cancer, you still got the last battle, and the battle is getting over them pills. So the quicker you get off of them pills, the better off you will be, because they will definitely take you down. But with the Lord's help, you can even beat the pills. I did it. I'm living proof to it. Everything that I've told you today, I'm living proof to it. I've lived through it all. And I've been blessed, and I give all the glory to God, and I thank Him each and every day for everything. And I hope that if anybody out there has any of these problems, that this might give them some encouragement to make them feel like, you know, there is hope and there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because when the doctor set me down the first day, they showed me a tunnel that just had a brick wall and was nothing but black, nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. And as it turned out, with faith in God and belief in myself, here I am 4 years later, cancer-free, and with the Spirit of the Lord thriving through me every day and every moment of my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank you, Paul, for being a part of this program, and more than sometimes you know, because I used to let you know I'm playing your song. Now I just put them on there, and but what a blessing that you know that the Lord has made of you, you know, for others, and something I can't speak on cancer, but I can from the side of having the best friend that have it, you know, and to see what you went through. And that's just like if you're an alcoholic, you don't want to hear from someone that went to school and studied all about it. You want to hear from someone that was recovering from that. And you want to hear from someone like, you know, Paul, that says, hey, you know, the chemo is not fun, and the radiation is a bad thing, you know, to have to endure, but it's what gets you to where you can look in a rearview mirror and you can have a future. And put your trust in the Lord and stay positive. You know, I remember a story of a man that was in the hospital. And he was terminally ill, and he ordered, and this is back before DVDs or anything like that, and he ordered a projector and all these films of the Three Stooges and Laurel and Hardy, and he laughed and laughed and watched and laughed, and he got better. They doomed him. But it was his outlook. It was that positive outlook. And you got to find it. You got to find it in something. And Paul found it in the Lord. And he knew that was. And he could stand on that. And he knew the Lord wouldn't let him down. Because he says, the Lord says what he means. And he means what he says. And he does what he says he's going to do. He has that promise. And the greatest part, listen, the greatest part about his promise is that is yet to see for any of us, because it's wonderful to do his work and to talk about him and to witness about him. But we know that greatest part of his promise is eternal life in heaven, is that beauty that our eyes have never seen, and the sights and smells and wonders, and just the feeling that we'll have, and to be with those that we love, that's passed on, that we miss, our heart's heavy for them. We're going to see them again in heaven. We're going to hug them and hold them and laugh together. Because God. You know, and I believe that if you had pets that you just meant the world to you, and this, it was like a family member, and I believe that Jesus and Billy Graham said the same thing, that I believe that if you love that pet and the Lord knows that you love that pet, you're going to be with him in heaven because he's such a loving God. Amen. What a wonderful God to serve, and that he's real and he's active. He's alive. He's healed Paul. Praise Jesus, and hope that he encourages all of you. We encourage you to shout out.